Hey, y'all, it's Aaron from the Underground Railroad. You are tuning in to another great show on the 4EYED Radio Network. To listen to more of this show and other great shows, tune into www.4eyedradio.com.
That's right, kids. This is your good pal, Steve-O, from 4EYED Radio Network. I'm here to talk about a great person. Now, think about it. Who are you going to call when your logo looks like shit? You want a kick-ass logo. You want people to see your logo and go, you know what? That's an awesome logo. I wonder who did that logo. Well, I'll tell you who could do your logos for you. Check out Raven Designs. Special care of your work. Special inquiries? Check her out. She's got everything. RavenCruise.com is the place to go because you want a kick-ass logo. You want to stand above the rest. I guarantee it. You hear this song in the background? You know these guys have a kick-ass logo. It's a recognizable logo. And I guarantee it, if Raven was back in that time period, she probably would have made it for them. And they would have been like, hells yeah, people know who we are because we got Raven Designs behind us. Check out RavenCruise.com if you want a kick-ass logo for business cards. Maybe you want to put it on a car. These guys did. Maybe you want to put it on your building. You want something kick-ass. You want something that people can see and just go, this is awesome. Check out RavenCruise.com. And you know what? Do it. Do it right now. You got nothing else going on for you right now. Get a kick-ass logo. Check out her artwork, RavenCruise.com.
Howdy, y'all. Welcome back to the Underground Railroad.
Yeah, a hanky panky rowdy howdy to ya.
How's it going there, Noodle?
It's good, except I don't think I'm plugged in. Wait, I can't.
I hear you fine. Maybe you just need to...
Bing, bang.
All right. The witch doctor, I fell in love with you.
Hello? Nobody, everybody, somebody?
I hear you. Do you hear me?
Hello? Anybody out there?
I guess we can rush in without a sound check. Or a hot damn.
I guess I don't need to hear myself.
I hear you loud and Roger.
As long as y'all and Roger can hear me.
Roger hears
That's
you.
That's all that matters. Or maybe it's better if you guys don't hear me. I don't know.
It might make for a confusing show.
It might be better that way.
It might just prove to the state that I really am insane.
Seven times over.
Ooh. Natalie's not real. She's my imaginary friend.
It's true.
Everybody on the network just likes to humor me by pretending they know my imaginary friend.
Exactly.
So, living the dream.
Yeah?
I have a theory.
Yo.
About St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
And me.
All right.
I think because of my Irish heritage.
Yes.
It means that I don't get hungover after St. Patrick's Day. I think it's just like that magical day of the year in the Americas because nowhere else celebrates St. Patrick's Day. So I think
I don't even think the Irish people do.
No, I don't even think St. Patrick was Irish. I think he was kidnapped and brought to Ireland or something like that. I was only half listening when my mom was telling me about it. But that's my theory, is that because
you're Irish.
I'm Irish, and even though it's not a real Irish holiday, but it's recognized as one in the United States, and I am living here.
I have a theory.
Yeah.
I think because you and alcohol are your own each other's special holidays,
we are.
That's you guys have an understanding where you don't get hangovers. So Or other people might call that an alcoholic. I, however, don't. Yeah. I feel like you two guys are
just... have an understanding.
An understanding. You guys
We're
are...
in a relationship.
Yeah.
Which I wish my Facebook would recognize that when I want to, you know, change my relationship status to in a relationship with Jack Daniels, don't tell me that is not allowed.
Or Jameson.
Yeah, Jameson and I are definitely...
He's a doctor.
He is a physician.
He fixes my feel bads.
Yeah.
So...
And not even that. He's a physician of the soul.
Yeah.
Dr. And Jameson. Dance. Yeah.
Because once I start, I'm amazing. Yeah. Teacher when
and, you know, sometimes I might...
I'm a good mover.
...be a participant of infidelity, and sometimes I've been known to cheat.
Well, yeah, and he understands.
Usually it's a little incestuous because usually it's somebody else in his family.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a good-looking family.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Great-looking family. Yeah,
but,
so I don't...
he always knows you're coming back. So, I mean, I think that's why he's not too, you know, pissed off about your trice.
Yeah.
Your trice.
And I'm sure he's getting around with other people, too. Men
yeah,
and
I'm
women.
I'm sure he's not the only one in someone's throat.
Right?
So...
Yeah, so I don't feel guilty about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wasn't planning on going out on St. Patrick's Day. At the last minute, I did. Met up with some friends, and in the morning when I was getting ready for work and I felt awesome, I thought about what I had consumed and was quite confused by my lack of a hangover, but then...
Yeah.
I'm just a professional.
Did you eat a lot of, like, brats and
I did have corned beef.
Awesome.
And
I think that's what it is.
And I had a lot of really yummy Brussels sprouts. My mom made a great Brussels sprouts dish.
Oh.
Yeah, it was phenomenal.
Damn, if I didn't have to work.
Yeah, you should have had dinner. And I had a lot of potatoes.
Yeah, no, that's...
Those good starches for you.
Yeah, and I believe that is an Irish dish. The corned beef.
The corned beef is, yeah.
So, I think they know what they're doing there.
Yeah.
With that dish. That's like the cure right there for hangovers,
yeah.
Folks.
You got your red meat, a lot of
We
got
to pay attention to those
yeah.
Irish remedies because they know what they're doing.
Yeah, potatoes are supposed to be a great remedy, too. But it's sometimes I feel like if you have a hangover cure before you even start drinking, you got to give something that alka-booze to stick to.
Sashi soak right up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Brilliant.
So well, how was your evening at work? Was it crazy?
It was really, really stupid. They had 5 servers on, which is basically adding a whole another group of teammates to a football game. That makes basically we were definitely too many men on the field. Yeah. And we had nobody there. I mean,
it's a Monday.
It's a classy
too.
Joint. Nobody comes. We don't do green beer. We don't, you know, like it's no, there's no reason why people would come there. And they didn't. And,
yes.
But it was funny because I did see a lot of people like walking by our establishment. You know, all just like beat it up
on
and
their
like,
way, leaving Seamus or
on their way to. And
yeah.
I mean, it was just so they looked so silly.
Yeah.
Like, oh gosh, what was someone's shirt? It was like, "Kiss me, I'm drunk" or something.
Nice.
Like, I don't know. It just, I don't know. I guess I'm a grown up now. Ugh.
I don't know. For me, I can't.
I just thought it was silly.
I didn't really think about it. Like, I don't remember what I did for St. Patrick's Day last year. I honestly.
It was during the weekend.
Yeah. I think I went out like the night before it, maybe. But either way, like, I don't remember like. Doing my, like, and even in the past years, I can't remember, like, really, like, doing something for St. Patrick's Day.
Why can't I think?
Yeah. Feels like a year ago was really long ago.
I was definitely working at Moira.
Yeah. But even like a long time ago. I didn't wear any green. I mean, like the places that my friends and I went to, it was great because nobody was there.
Yeah.
So we just like sat and like chatted.
Yeah.
And then when people want to buy me shots, I let them buy me shots. But yeah, I don't know.
I've definitely outgrown that holiday. It sucks.
I think it's like I remember being in like high school and it was fun because it always landed over spring break.
Yeah.
And there was always like a friend's parents' house where if the parents were there and we got drunk, they didn't care. Or if we were smoking pot in the backyard, the mom was promptly preparing us snacks. So, yeah, but I guess once I turned 21, I just didn't really care about it.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Strange.
Like, now that I can legally drink wherever I want, whenever I want.
And I'm like, no, I don't really want to put food coloring in my beer.
No, definitely not. That's why I stuck to whiskey on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
And most of the time.
So interesting. I was flipping through, I think it was a Java. I'm not sure. But, and the Java is a local,
zine.
Thank you. Yes. For our area, Phoenix, downtown, whatever. But, and I saw the new advertisement for American Apparel.
And Dry River Yacht Club's in it, right? Or, they did a big thing with them for.
That was, I think, a few.
Okay. Yeah. Cause they just did
ago.
A big thing. Yeah.
But, so, have you seen the new...
I haven't seen the new one.
...advertisement?
Mm-mm.
Basically, it's a butthole staring you in the face.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's a butthole on a bike. It's a girl on a bike wearing a skirt that's, like, hiked up almost like...
So, kind of what
to her
we
waist.
Look like sometimes when we're
Definitely.
Riding bikes.
Except, well, at least I'm not wearing any underwear. This lady, however, was... And however, it was a thong underwear,
yeah.
And the thong string was skewed just a little so you could see the old pink eye.
Yeah, the old winking monster.
The old
What's
pink
it called?
Starfish?
Yeah, something
I
like
don't know,
that.
But it was definitely winking.
Damn.
And it was just like, wow.
That's surprising that they didn't,
the brown eye.
The brown eye.
Yeah.
Old brown eyes.
This one was a pink one. Pretty pink.
Are you sure it wasn't her butthole?
Oh, that was her butthole.
Oh, it was.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. It was her butthole.
Wow. That's interesting that they went with that didn't, like, blur tool it or...
I mean, they're very risque anyway like that.
Yeah.
I think I saw one, like, a few months ago, and it was, like, an old, like, a 6-year-old lady in lingerie.
Yeah, that's true.
And then, like, I think like 2 years ago, there was one where like some girl was like basically like giving herself camel toe and like a lip popped out.
Wow.
Like, yeah. I
heard something too, though. You know, this actually doesn't surprise me. And you know, when you first said American Apparel, I was thinking Urban Outfitters, and that's why I brought up Dry River Yacht Club because they did a photo shoot at the downtown
Urban.
That Viva Phoenix thing that happened a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Wow. Got my hipster stores
now.
Confused.
Yeah, it's all right.
But yeah, American Apparel, I think a couple months ago I saw an article where they were going to put pubic hair on their
mannequins. They do.
Yeah.
They did.
And that's awesome.
I
Why
like,
the fuck
yeah.
that? Yeah.
No, like, let's...
Now
Let's
that I like realize that it's the American Apparel ad, like it totally makes sense that they would have an
asshole
winking at you and they're
not surprised. I mean, it doesn't. I'm just like curious where they're gonna go next.
Yeah, because like it seems like each time they're like pushing the envelope a little further and further. So we'll see.
I don't know.
Maybe next it's gonna be masturbating squirrels.
Yeah, that could very well be. Actually, I did see a monkey masturbating with a frog's mouth the other day on YouTube.
Okay, folks, I was like, were you at the zoo?
Yeah, that was in my closet.
In my backyard.
Yeah.
You know.
We have a wild, wild life. But Yeah, that was pretty
funny. Out here in the vast desert that is Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah. Where the orangutan run wild.
And the antelope just play.
Oh, that reminds me. Good times.
So wait, YouTube video.
Oh, yeah. It was just
masturbating frog monkeys.
It was just a monkey masturbating with a frog's mouth.
Wow.
Which I thought was brilliant. But, I mean, I figured a frog's mouth would probably be the best thing to use. Yeah, they don't.
And they're slimy. And
their tongues
so
are, like, super long. So.
Okay, eBay, where can I buy a lot of frogs?
Yeah.
Just kidding.
No wonder Kermit was so popular.
Hey, he's still, hands down, if I could meet any celebrity, it'd be Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, he was pretty badass. And he was such a sweet guy.
I know.
I can't wait to see the movie.
Yes! Muppets Most Wanted.
Most Wanted. Or,
Tina Fey's in it.
God,
I can't remember the actor's name, but it's Phil Dunphy.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
he's in it, and he's so great.
He's so great.
Yeah, I'm excited. It should be good, because I love the Muppets. The Muppets can't do no wrong. And, yes, the Rainbow Connection. The lovers, the dreamers, and me. So, there was these stories recently in the news that caught my attention. You might have heard about the 9-year-old boy who is no longer to wear his My Little Pony backpack at school.
I thought it was a lunchbox.
Yeah, either way.
Is that a different story?
No, I think you're right. It is a lunchbox. But so there's that. And then another story that I saw that kind of correlates to it was apparently a middle school in Illinois it's confusing what they're actually saying about it, but they are trying to ban leggings. And so, like, with the little boy, what bothers me is that one of the school counselors even, like, said, it's, like, quoted, was, like, her suggestion to the mom was hide it, like, leave it at home. She said that if you have something like this, you're asking for trouble.
So it's better than, you know, their bare legs?
Well, no, I'm talking about the backpack, right? Or the lunchbox right now.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
So, like, if you have something like this, you're asking for trouble, is what the counselor said.
Right, they're trying to avoid him from being bullied, which, excuse me, freaking don't let them be bullied. Like, don't.
My thing is so,
keep
like,
an eye on your kids.
You're telling this child that they're not allowed to like what they like and they're not allowed to express themselves.
No, yeah.
That's detrimental.
Yeah. I mean, I know they're trying to protect the kid from being harassed, but no.
Yeah.
No. If there isn't a harassment issue, then you bust that kid who's harassing.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter what the kid's going to bring to school.
If he's getting picked on, he's going to get picked on.
Yeah. And they're going to find something, whether it's a fucking booger in your nose or you don't brush your hair, which is why
I got picked on.
When I was young. But you know what? I mean,
I turned out fine.
I turned out okay. And it didn't bother me. Like, it didn't bother me.
It's just, I feel bullying is inevitable, which is unfortunate. But I feel like the way the school handled this, I feel is the wrong way.
Very wrong.
Like, and then, like, this issue with the leggings, though.
Did they confiscate his?
Basically, like,
because I feel like the teacher
the
just
mom,
wanted.
Like, after the mom, like, brought it up to, like, the counselors and stuff, she, there was something that came home, like, a letter or something that basically was, like, oh, yeah. Later, the principal called the mother and told her to keep the backpack at home.
Okay.
And was just like, don't bring this to school anymore. But now, like, the mom's homeschooling her son, and she wants to set up a meeting with the superintendent because she wants to talk to the superintendent about how the staff handled it. And like, cause she feels like there's more that they could have done rather than just telling her kid not to bring his lunchbox to school anymore.
Oh, America.
And I know like the mom's probably like rah, rah, but like, I kind of get where the mom's coming from. Like if I got teased because I mean, I got teased. Fuck yeah, I got teased.
Yeah.
But I also didn't really give a shit about it.
Yeah.
And I just kept doing my thing.
Done trucking. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, it makes me start to wonder, like, and I mean, I'm not trying to pick on this kid because he's 9.
Right.
But well, also, when I was 9, I was a super weirdo tomboy.
Yeah.
That was, like, better at sports than half the boys in my class. So, like, they didn't want to play with me at lunchtime because I was going to beat them.
Right.
Sorry
about it.
Sorry, guys. But I don't know. I just think it's
yeah,
stupid.
No, it's definitely, like, that's not the problem here. They're, eventually, it's going to be, like, everybody has to be in one little room and they can't talk to anybody.
Right.
I don't know. It's
and
just
it is,
silly.
I wouldn't want to be a kid nowadays. With social media and smartphones and shit, like.
Yeah.
I
would love to go undercover and go to high school.
Yeah.
We could totally get away with that.
I've been getting so much shit lately.
Yeah.
Like, for whatever reason, when people did, okay, when my fire burned down, when my house
when
burned
I started
up,
that fire,
when
everywhere.
I started, I mean, when my house went on fire and I was talking to the cops, when I met with the cops the next day, I saw, like, the cop was like, I know I already have some of your information, but, like, please, like, I need your phone number again, blah, blah, blah. And I'm looking at the form that he has all my information on. I had to correct him and tell him to change 1996 to 1986 on my birth date. Everybody thinks I'm 17.
Yeah.
Like, I keep getting people looking at me all cross-eyed lately.
Yeah.
Which I feel like it's only happened since I turned 27.
Ooh. Okay.
Like, I mean, people were, like, weird about my ID before, but I feel like I'm getting way more with it now that I guess I'm, like, closer to 30 than I was before. Like, when I was 22, 23, nobody cared.
Right.
Even last year when I was 26, nobody really thought about it. But, like,
now, because,
like, the 20s, I don't know. Yeah. But, like, I keep getting so much shit about my...
It's so weird. That's why we need to go undercover.
To high school.
To a high school. And just
wear lots of yoga pants and leggings.
Yes.
Which brings me to this other story, which I guess this school. So they say, okay, it's in Evanston, Illinois, and they've decided that leggings are distracting for the male students.
So they'd rather have bare legs?
Well, so what the deal is like there's a... They're like, leggings aren't banned, but they've like made an amendment to their dress code where shorts, dresses, and skirts must extend closer to the knee than the hip.
Okay.
Short shorts or skirts. But then it says, and leggings are unacceptable attire. So, like, that's where it's confusing. But it was saying that, like, if they're wearing just leggings, that whatever shirt or dress is over it needs to, like, reach, like, it's like fingertip rule.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which... Okay, that's fine. But their reasoning behind it as far as, like, okay, we're not – they're, like – I guess certain girls came home saying that they weren't allowed to wear leggings or yoga pants anymore. And then the teachers were like, no, we're not saying you can't. But it is distracting to the male students. And again, it's one of those things of, which I feel like is similar to this 9-year-old boy, as far as the 9-year-old boy carrying the My Little Pony lunchbox and the girls wearing leggings aren't the problem. It's the children who are reacting to it.
Well, yeah. Like, and I'm sorry, guys at their age can look at an elbow and fucking get turned on.
Right.
Like, it's just that. It's just that time for them.
But instead of telling the girls who are already going to be self-conscious and uncomfortable with their bodies at that age.
Yeah.
Now they're being told you can't wear something.
Right.
Because that's why the boys are reacting the way they are. Like, I don't know. I just think like it's not the girls' fault. It's you need to tell the boys to like not catcall
masturbate
at them.
Masturbate
and
more.
Like. Well, masturbate at home, not in class. But
if they're sneaky about it, yeah.
But it's just like the thing of like,
no, exactly.
Discipline like, the boys. Tell the boys how they need to be reacting instead of like telling like. Because to me, that's the easy fix.
Yeah. Well, like exactly. Like, be respectful. How about that? How about we try that?
Like,
on?
How about we teach that to our youth?
Yeah. Not like, oh, they can't wear pants. Or tights.
Yeah, because to me, I think about like times when there's been cases of females being assaulted and certain individuals have asked questions of like, well, how drunk was she or what was she wearing? And like, it's this thing of like placing the blame on victims instead of like looking
right.
at who's causing
because
the problem
exactly.
And that's like the same thing too, like that I'm wondering is, okay, so this 9-year-old boy, he is now been teased about liking My Little Ponies and expressing it on his lunchbox, but now he's not even enrolled in a public school anymore. He's being home taught, which I don't think is the right response either. So it's like, are we teaching our children in this like future to be pussies?
Mm-hmm.
And we're telling them not to express themselves and not be who you are other people are going to pick on you.
Yeah.
I'm like, maybe we should revise the rules about like being able to have a fight on the fucking playground. Because guaranteed, if this My Little Pony loving 9-year-old was able to whip the ass of one of the kids making fun of him, they wouldn't be making fun of him anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, and that's how...
Violence isn't the answer.
Well, it's crazy, too.
But
sometimes it's a question. It's an answer for the moment.
I don't know.
But no, I mean, exactly. It's. I mean, they're kids, you know, and you got to let them act like kids sometimes. But...
and that's the thing, like, bullying and teasing is inevitable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People will even get it in their adult lives. Mm-hmm. Like.
And then when it comes to, like, them being older, like, what are you going to do? Mom, can you have me have a home off, like.
Can I work at home?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that happens.
Somebody stole my lunch or they made fun of me for eating tofu. Like.
Yeah, exactly. So we all definitely.
Disney.
Let it go. But
I just think it's funny the way that like
that's the answer.
Things are being answered. Because
I mean, there are like I don't even know where to begin.
I mean, it's been years since I was, you know, in elementary school or even middle school, but like I remember friends or at least individuals who at the time I thought were my friends, not like an outfit that I wore to school and totally play like the mean girls card of you can't sit with us. And yeah, totally. That happened to me in like eighth grade or seventh grade, one of the two. And I went with that and oh, guess what? I found new friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I was a little upset about it because I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
So, I just did something retarded, and I meant to text Adam.
Okay.
I thought I texted Adam. I want to put my toe in your butt, but I accidentally sent it to my friend Maddie.
And I think he'll be okay with that.
And my friend is gay, Maddie, and so he just sends me like a question mark, like, what the fuck? And I'm just gonna be like, please.
Well, Timmy, your brother, I spoke to him earlier.
Oh, what? Where? How?
He called me with a flower emergency for his work. I guess there's a wedding tomorrow. Flowers were dropped off. They were beautiful and white, and then they turned into slimy brown grossness. Oosh. So I'm waking up early and contacting my wholesaler, and hopefully I'll be able to get enough stems of hydrangea to be able to drop off.
Are you serious?
Tomorrow, yeah. And so I'm on the phone with Tim figuring out how many stems and blah de blah. And Tim let me know that if I am able to get all these stems and whatever, that he will gladly eat corn out of my butthole. And I told him, thank you, but you don't have to do that. No.
I don't think that'll be fun for anybody.
I don't. No. I don't want corn in my butt unless I'm pooping it out.
Right.
Because I like eating corn.
Corn does not feel like it would be nice to go up into there.
Uh-uh. No. And nor do I want your brother anywhere near my butthole.
Yeah, no. I mean, corned beef, cabbage, maybe. No. Yeah, no.
No.
No, I would not want the band corn near my asshole.
I don't want any corn near my asshole.
Yeah.
Nor do I want Tim near my asshole.
Near your asshole. That's also a good point there,
that's
too.
I think that's number one.
Yeah.
Number two is the corn issue.
Number two, corn, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if, like, a partner of mine was like, I'm going to eat canned corn out of your asshole, I'd be like, no, you're not. Uh-uh. We're done.
Okay.
Well, maybe not done.
Wait, candy corn? Maybe candy corn. Actually, I'm revising what I just said. Candy corn, I think I would be okay with. Nasty.
Candy corn. Well, because, too, it's dry.
It's dry-ish. And it's not, like, bumpy. Because
I'm thinking of, like, kernels of corn.
Yeah. No.
Somebody just, like
making popcorn out of your ass.
Yeah.
No.
And I mean, there's enough heat.
And oil.
Well, there's enough heat from my ass because I'm so damn hot.
Oh. Ow. Steaming.
To make some popcorn, but, you know.
Popcorn butt.
Yeah. I just, so I guess I could see why Maddie would be concerned.
Yeah, no, it was really funny because, yeah, I was like, I want to put my toe in your butt. And he's just like, question mark. And then I'm like, please. And he's like, question mark, question mark. And I'm like, totally kidding. I meant to send that to Adam. And he's like, rolling on the floor laughing. Sounds like a good time.
And I know, like, I say inappropriate things all the time, not actually meaning them, because it's a way of expressing your appreciation.
Right, of course.
So I think the next time that Maddie helps you out, you can just be like, I'll stick my toe in your asshole.
Oh, for sure. No, that boy, dude. Okay, so he comes to my house last Sunday, and he's like, and he calls me at noon. And this is my gay friend who I work with. He's a wonderful, wonderful lotus flower. He is a beautiful human being, but just wildly fucked up and just has his heart in the wrong place. But anyway, so he calls me kind of like with his tail between his legs and is like, Natalie, can I come over? And I'm thinking like, of course, yeah. And I tell him, yeah, of course. And I'm thinking like, oh, great. I'm going to hear about what he just did the night before, and it's probably going to be a doozy. But
yeah, especially if he sounds a little sheepish.
Yeah, definitely super guilty. But yeah, he spent $1,200 in alcohol.
Where?
In two nights. Just downtown. $1,200.
That's a lot.
Right?
Was he drinking buying
drinks for other people because that's what he does.
He
has a really low self-esteem. So he feels like if he buys people things and that's going to buy them
friendship.
Yeah, exactly. And hit their hit validation. I don't know. Sorry, I just farted. That's really stinky.
I can't smell it yet, so.
Good. Just wait for it, though. It'll hit you.
Are your farts stinkier now that you're pregnant?
Or
are they just about the same atomic level of stink?
To be honest, they're a little less abrasive.
They're a little softer.
They're really, like, yeah, they're like, hey, how's your day? Like, I just wanted to pop in and...
And blow up on you.
And blow a hello to your face. So, they've been kind. They're still, you know, they're not as often.
Huh. Do you think it's because something else is occupying that space?
I think all of the gas is being consumed by my blob. And basically, when I give birth, it's just going to be a giant fart, I think.
What if you're not even pregnant? You're just full of gas.
And I'm just full of gas.
You're just like, seriously, it's going to be like 9 months from now.
There's so much pressure of gas in there that it's causing like a heartbeat, like it's the illusion of a heartbeat.
Yeah.
That could be.
And it's like there's so much pressure in there too that like your ovaries can't drop an egg.
Can't drop an egg because it's like being pressurized.
And then all of a sudden, it's just going to erupt.
Blow.
It's going to be
Mount Etna.
It's going to be Mount Etna. It's going to be like Mount St. Helens is going to fucking erupt. That's been dormant for a while, right?
Yeah. Utah, you think you're in trouble. Watch out, Arizona.
It's like, okay, Old Faithful has nothing on this.
I'm going to be.
Oh, God. Geysers.
Yeah. Geysers unite. But,
so have you been noticing like any,
I can't stop eating.
Okay.
And it's not like just food. It's like paper.
Really?
I ate a plastic bottle the other day. No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, because I've heard things about like chalk.
Uh-huh.
And rocks
uh-huh.
being a thing. But that's usually like if you're not getting nutrients.
Right. No, my new obsession right now is ice cream and cheese.
Like
together.
Cheese on top of your ice cream?
Yes. Or just in the ice cream.
Do you make like a ice cream sandwich, but instead of cookies, you're using cheese?
Kind of.
Wow.
Yeah. It's really good and fattening. And I have gained like... 7 pounds
really?
In the last 2 weeks, probably.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't tell.
That's good. I asked my mom. I'm like, Mom, can you tell that I'm gaining? And before I can even answer, she's like, oh, my, Natalie, you're huge. And I'm like,
Thanks, Mom.
She's like, but you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be. She's like, just don't get any bigger. And I'm like,
okay.
All righty, then.
That's
thank you for
all your support and encouraging words.
Calling me a fat ass.
Yeah. Well, I just remember the other week when I saw your mom, she just, so what do you think about Natalie?
Yeah.
Does she look different? I don't know why I gave your mom a Midwest accent.
I can't do my crazy mom's voice either, but.
Yeah.
Because she's like that, like, well, what, you know, just.
But
that,
it's more like high pitched.
Yeah.
And like airy.
Lost, yeah.
Oh, so what do you think about Natalie?
I wish she sounded that good, but yeah.
I don't know why I just want to give her a Midwestern accent, but I know she's not from the Midwest. Yeah, I just want to make her Minnesotan, but she's not.
She's not at all.
But you got some family out in Missouri.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure done does.
But that's your dad's side, huh?
No, but I met Adam's family.
How was that?
Funny. It was good. No, like it was terrible. No, it was awesome. Like his parents or his grandparents are fucking like they're god like thumping crazy, but they're nice people. They're very good, nice people. I met his dad, who is not his real dad, but who his mom married after his dad. And
yeah, I know that's a...
And he's this fucking darling of a man, just like the sweetest man ever. Yeah.
Are they excited?
Yeah. Yeah, they are. But it was really funny because... So I'm over at their grandparents' house, and this is kind of like an awkward moment. This is the awkward moment of the week.
Yeah, we haven't even talked
about those. So boom, bam, here it is. So I'm over at his grandparents' house, and I mean, his grandpa and Adam are constantly like doing these little projects, and you know, they kind of just fly by their seats and kind of go with the flow sometimes. And well, they were trying to clean this leather seat and basically ruined it because they use soap and water, and there's supposed to be a special...
Yeah, no, you want to use oil on that kind of shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so just completely, like, decimated.
Oh, hey. Hey, stranger.
Hey, Kat.
Hey, Kat.
basically, like, decimated the couch, and she, like, his grandma was brought that up, and she's like, you've ruined my couch, and damn it, and blah, blah, blah. And she's like,
where are my cheese poofs?
Yeah, and his grandfather's like, well, you know, we don't make mistakes often. Like, we rarely make mistakes. And then she's like, well, when you do make mistakes, they're a doozy. And and his grandfather looks at me, and she's like, yeah, they are. And I'm just like,
wow.
Yeah. Hot diggity doo-doo. All right.
Glad
welcome
you're honest
to the
about
family.
This. Yeah.
Whew. So that was good. That was good.
Yeah.
That was fun.
But, I mean, because grandma was like, come stay with us. We'll help with baby. I guess it's like
out of wedlock, and it's not in, it's not, you know, in Christ's eyes, it's not good.
Yeah.
This isn't.
But, I don't know. I thought the Christ I know wouldn't
judge. Okay.
Which is, how about that new Pope being on the cover of Rolling Stone a couple months ago?
Say what?
The new Pope was on the cover of Rolling Stone a couple months ago, the magazine.
Is this like a new rapper?
Well, it's because he's pretty revolutionary as far as the Catholic Church goes. Like, he was asked about his thoughts on gay marriage, and his response was, who am I to judge?
Yeah.
Which, you know, if we were about to call up him, I'd be like, hey, Pope Francis, what's up? What do you think about Natalie and Adam? He'd be like, who am I to judge?
Hallelujah.
You know?
Hallelujah.
He'd be like, bless that baby. May it be healthy. Hollers. So, the boys of Arcade Bros are going to be at GameStop.
Tonight?
Talking about a new game coming out.
Badass.
Yeah. Crazy town.
Is it,
I don't know what game it is because it's not zombie related as far as I know. And those are the only video games I know anything about.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
Care Bears?
Care Bears and My Little Ponies. Keep bringing your My Little Pony backpack to school. Every little boy and little girl out there, keep dreaming. Keep wearing your fucking leggings and yoga pants as well.
Yeah.
Wear whatever the fuck you want. Wear a jumpsuit.
Wear a clown suit. Why not?
Wear whatever you want. Be who you are. Fuck the naysayers because they don't mean a thing. And keep on trucking, I guess. Yeah, unless you have some closing arguments.
Yes. Society, take off your emotional condoms.
Yes, I like that. I like that a lot, Natalie.
All right.
Peace. And this has been another Root Toot Scootin' episode production brought to you by the 4EYED Radio Network. More great shows are available all over the place at www.4eyedradio.com.